Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13?
我们请看哥林多前书13章
Verse 13
第13节
And now abide faith, hope, love. These three things, and the greater of these is love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And please turn to the book of Romans.
我们看罗马书
Chapter 11
11章
Verse 36
36节
Romans 11:36
11章36节
For of him, and through him, and for him, are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。 Amen.
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一个祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together again this afternoon.
现在主，感谢你下午再把我们叫聚在你面前。
This is the Lord's Day.
即是主日。
We thank Thee that Thou hast given us the privilege of remembering Thee at Thy table.
我们感谢你给我们这个特权，能够在你座之前来纪念你。
And also give us opportunities to hear Thy word.
也给我们这个机会，能够听到你跟我们讲话。Oh
Lord, do prepare our hearts.
主啊, 真的预备我们的心。Deliver
us from all the tiredness.
拯救我们从一切虚假里头出来。That
we may all be alert before Thee.
我们在你面前能够警醒。May
Thy Spirit move among Thy people.
但愿你的灵在你百姓当中运行。And
reveal to us thy mind.
把你的心意向我们显明。And
draw us into thy thought.
把我们来靠近你的心思。That
we may truly press on towards the goal.
好叫我们能够快跑，能够朝着标杆直跑。And
hasten thy return.
能够催促你的回来。Oh
Lord, our hearts do long for thee.
我这是我们心最大的渴慕。Our
cry is come, Lord Jesus.
我们的呼求说是主啊，愿你快来。We
ask in thy name.
我们奉你的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Thank God for gathering us together again this afternoon.
我们感谢神，叫我们下午再有段时间一同在他面前聚集。
We have been fellowshipping on the three aspects of spiritual life.
我们已经讲了三次关于属灵生命的事。
Because the Bible tells us, now exist faith, hope, and love.
因为主的话说，现在长存的有信、有望、有爱。
Spiritual life can be explained by these three different aspects.
属灵的生命可以从这三个角度来说明的。
Faith.
信心。
What is our faith?
我们信什么？
How much that faith is living in us?
那个信在我们生命生活里头有多少的活出来？
Hope, is it a living hope?
我们的盼望是个活泼的盼望吗？
And then love.
然后爱。
Is it the love of God in us or our natural love?
那到底是神的爱在我们里头呢，还是我们只有人天然的爱呢？
Now this morning we want to talk about something more important than what we have fellowship before.
今天下午我要讲一个最重要的，比我们过去这三堂还是要更重要的。
And that is Christ.
今天我要讲的就是基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when we read the book of Romans,
当我们读到罗马书，
we find that verse from chapter 1 to chapter 11.
当我们从第一章一直读到第十一章，
we see all the manifold mercies of God.
我们看见神那极大的怜悯。
And then you find this ends up with verse 36.
然后你发觉整个的话就总结在11章36节哪里。
For of him and through him and for him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
That is to say, whatever there is faith, hope, and love.
这就说明不管是信、望还爱。
These three things are actually are all of him and through him and for him.
这三个事情其实是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
For instance, if we think of faith,
举个例子吧，我们想到信心。
We find that there are two aspects of faith.
我们看到信有两个方面。
There is the objective aspect and the subjective aspect.
有主观的方面，也有客观的方面。
The objective aspect of faith is that which we believed.
那主观方面就是我们信什么。
And the subjective side is how do we believe.
那客观方面就是我们怎么能够相信。
We find in Ephesians chapter 4.
我们读到以弗所书第四章。
We find there are two mentioning of faith.
说到信的两个的方向。
In verse 5, we find that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
那你说到一信一主一洗。
The one faith here refers to the initial faith.
那个信是说到我们起初的信。
The faith that we believe Jesus is Christ, the Son of God.
我们的信，他就是基督，是神的儿子。
Everyone who is the child of God,
每一个神的儿女
will have that faith.
我们都有这个信心。
We believe Jesus is Christ, he is the Son of God.
我们相信他是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So far as his work is concerned, he is the Christ.
从他的职份工作来说，他是基督。
So far as his person is concerned, he is the Son of God.
从他身位来说，他是神的儿子。
Unless we believe that he is Christ, the Son of God, we are not a child of God.
如果我们不相信他是基督，是永生神的儿子，我们就不能够成为神的儿女。
So all who believe in the Lord Jesus, we have one faith.
所有神的儿女们都有同一个信心。
That is something that has been given to us by the Holy Spirit.
这是这个圣灵所赐给我们的。
It is one of the items of the unity of the Spirit.
这是在属灵里头合一的其中的一个。
Everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus, we have that faith.
凡是相信主耶稣基督的都有那这个信。
But when you read on,
当你继续读下去的时候，
you find in verse 13,
你读到十三节，
He said, until we all arrive at the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
他说直到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
So here you find there is the faith that we have to arrive at.
那你说那个信，中文翻作正道，那个信同归于一。
The D faith is something that we haven't got yet.
那个信是我们还没有达到的。
We do not have that unity of D faith yet.
我们还没有在那个正道上能够同归于一。
Because different people have different concepts of the truth.
因为不同的人对真理有不同的理解。
But one day we will arrive at the unity of the faith.
但有一天我们在那个信那个正道上能够同归于一。
We will all be one in the faith.
我们能够在那个信就是正道上同归于一。
So the faith refers to all that has been revealed in the Bible.
所以那个信正道就是说到圣经里头向我们所启示显明的。
And in between, this is the time that we find how we may grow from faith into the faith.
所以在这两头，就是我们一直来讲进怎么从信到那个信。
From the one faith that we all have already.
那个一信是我们早就已经有的。
To the deep faith that we will all arrive at.
那个信那个正道是我们要达到的。
And the process is fellowship.
那个过程就是我们的交通。
That is to say, if we fellowship with one another,
只要我们跟众人有交通,
then we will arrive at the faith,
我们就,
unity of the faith.
我们就能够在正道上同归于一。
You know, the problem with God's people today is,
你想今天神百姓的难处是什么呢?
We all have faith.
我们都有信。
But when we come to meet one another,
但是当我们彼此一同来聚集的时候,
suppose you meet another Christian.
举个例子,你遇到另外一个基督徒,
and you find he is a Christian.
你发觉他是一个基督徒了。
That he is a believer.
他是一个信主的人。
He has believed in Christ and in the Son of God.
他认识基督，认识他是神的儿子。
And you find there is a bond between you and that person.
那你就发觉你跟他有一个联系，有个关系了。
But do you know?
但你知道吗
？We do not seem to be satisfied with just knowing that the person you meet.Is another Christian.
但我们从来不会说他是另外一个基督徒，我们心里头就满足的。
As if believing in the Lord Jesus is not enough.
好像只相信他是基督神的儿子还不足够的。
So the question, the second question you will ask is.
那第二个问题你马上要问的。
What denomination do you believe? Are you in?
到底你在哪个宗派里头呢
？And if you discover that.He belongs to a different denomination.
如果你发觉他在另外一个地方聚会，另外一个宗派里头
，then immediately you find there is a wall between you and that person.
你就马上发觉你跟他之间有一个墙在哪里
？But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
，if we find another Christian who has faith.In Christ Jesus.
如果我们看见另外一个基督徒，他在基督里头有信。
Even if we are different in our Christian groups.
虽然我们在基督徒那个组里头，小组织里头，我们是不一样的组织。
Even though we do not have the same spiritual experience.
虽然我们属灵的经历不同。
And we do not have the same knowledge of the scripture.
我们对圣经的理解认识也不一样。
But if we are willing to fellowship with one another,
但是如果我们真的愿意跟他来交通的话
，we can share what we believe.
我们就能够分享我们信的内容。
We can share what God has given us experience.
我们能够分享我们在神面前我们的经历。
But we will not insist.
我们不再有坚持。
And we are open to hear what the other Christian knows and experiences.
我们要知道其他的基督徒到底他信什么，他知道什么，他经历了什么。
And thus we share with one another.
这就是我们彼此有交通。
Without insisting.
不，没有坚持的。
Then gradually you find as you continue to fellowship, you come to the same faith and also experience of Christ.
那当你一直交通的时候，你就会经历我们有同一个信，然后我们一同来经历同一位的基督。
So far as faith is concerned,
所以当我们想到信这个事情，
this is the way that God wants us to lead into the unity of the faith.
神的作为要我们在正道上能够同归于一。
And let me use two different incidents.
举两个事情。
In 1970,
在1970年。
No, it's before that.
还在早一点。
I was invited to Peru.
我秘鲁邀请我去。
To meet a couple American missionary.
我去要看一对夫妇，他是在哪里当宣教士的。
This couple loved the Lord.
这对夫妇他们都爱主。
And they were in Peru serving the Lord.
他在秘鲁哪里服侍主。
They spent half a year on the river Amazon.
他在亚马逊河花半年的时间。
And another half a year in the mountains of Peru.
然后有半年时间就在秘鲁的山区里头来服侍。
And I was invited to see him.
然后他们就请我过去来看望他们。
They live in a place that you have to fly in.
他住的地方你必须要坐飞机才去得了的。
Because there was no road.
那根本就没有路的。
It's by the side of Amazon River.
那就在亚马逊河的旁边。
I spent 3 weeks with them.
我跟他们在一起有三个礼拜。
On the river Amazon.
就在亚马逊河。
Visiting villages,
一个一个村子去看探访。
And in a mountain on the truck,
然后呢，坐一个卡车跑在山路上。
Visiting brothers and sisters,
那在看望弟兄姊妹。
And the next day I was leaving,
那明天我就要离开他们了。
But they were going to have a conference.
那个时候他们有个特会。
The natives came out from the jungles.
那个土人就在那个森林里头都出来参加聚会。
Ready for a conference.
那准备好要参加这个特会。
Because I was leaving the next day.
因为明天我就要离开了。
So they asked me to speak on the first night.
所以第一个晚上他们又要我来讲话。
But in the afternoon.
就在下午。
From the neighboring village, an Englishman came.
在旁边的村子里头有个英国人他来了。
He was a missionary.
他也是个宣教士。
And he came to that brother's home.
他就跑到这个弟兄家里头来。
When he saw me,
他看到我。
He began to question me.
他就问我问题了。
Now, his background was exclusive brother.
他的背景呢是闭关的弟兄会。
And I know about the exclusive brother.
我知道他们的内容的。
I know how, what they believe.
我知道他们信什么。
So this brother,
所以这个弟兄
he began to prove me.
他要来试验我。
He wanted to know who I am.
他要知道我是谁。
Now I began to realize his question is getting closer and closer.
我知道他的问题慢慢要接近那个问题的核心了。
And do you know, finally it came out.
那最后问题就出来了。
And he said,Do you believe in rapture?
他说你相信被提吗
I said I do.
我说我信。
I said I believe all church will be raptured.
我跟他说我相信教会都要被提。
I carefully avoided something.
我很小心避免了一些字。
Because the exclusive brethren believe one rapture.Before Great Tribulation.
因为闭关弟兄会他认为这一次被提还在大灾难之前。
So I tried to say, I believe in rapture and the whole church will be raptured.
所以我就跟他说我相信被提我相信全教会被提。
But he was not satisfied.
这个答案不能满足他。
So he continued to ask me.
那他再问我。
Once or more than once?
一次呢还多次。
Now, unfortunately, at that time, my belief was different from his.
那很不幸的，我那个时候所信的跟他是不一样的。
I believe more than one rapture.
我是相信多次被提的。
So I said, so far as I can understand now, I believe there is more than once.
那照着我所理解的，我相信被提不止一次。
Now he immediately said, "You don't believe the Bible."
他就马上指着我说，你不认识，不相信圣经。
I say, brother, I do believe the Bible.
我跟他说，弟兄啊，我相信圣经。
As the word of God.
即是神的话。
I believe as do you do believe the Bible.
我信圣经，就好像你相信圣经一样。
But my understanding is different from yours.
但我的理解跟你的理解不同。
If the Lord should show me, I can change.
如果主指教我，我可以改变的。
But he said, you don't believe the Bible.
他还在说，你根本不相信圣经。
So after supper, we walked to the meeting place.
所以吃过晚餐以后，我们就到聚会厅去。
And he walked with me.
他跟我一起走。
And you know what he said?
你知道他说什么吗？
He said, if you speak, that I won't speak.
他说，如果你讲到，我就这里我就不讲了。
If you speak, I won't speak.
如果你讲，我不讲。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹
if you are in that situation, what will you do?
如果你在我的情形里头，你怎么办？
I'm leaving the next day.
明天我就离开了。
He is from the neighborhood.
他是在这里附近的一个服侍的人。
Of course.
那当然。
I told the brother who invited me and said, I'm not speaking.
那我就对邀请我来弟兄说，我今天晚上我不讲了。
And the next morning, I left.
第二个早上我就离开了。
But a native came and said, "Why did not I speak?"
那些土著就跑来跟我说，为什么你不讲话呢？不讲了。
Now here you have an illustration.
这个是一个的例子说明的。
We may have one faith.
我们是有同一个信。
He believed in the Lord as Christ, the Son of God.
他相信我们的主是基督，是神的儿子。
And I believe the same.
我是。同样的相信。
We are all brothers.
我们都是弟兄。
And yet because our interpretation of rapture is different.
但是就是因为我们对被提这个事情我们的理解不同。
So he refused to have fellowship with me.
所以他就拒绝跟我有交通。
Then we have to break off.
我们就将要分开。
Now that's one illustration.
这是一个例子。
Another illustration.
我再举一个例子。
When I was in New York,
当我在纽约的时候
there was a couple.
那里有一对的，也是一对的夫妻。
They were graduates of Moody Bible Institute.
他们在穆蒂神学院里头毕业的。
They came to New York to be missionaries to the Jews.
他来纽约要向犹太人传福音。
And they were in First Baptist Church.
他在第一浸信会。
Unfortunately,
那也是很不幸的。
This couple who loved the Lord, but they believe in universalism.
他们是相信主的话，但是他同意那个是同一的。
Now universalism in the early days in the last century, it was very popular.In New England states.
那在那个时代，在新英伦那一带，对那个全同一的这个观念是很流行的。
They say God is love.
他说神是爱。
So everybody will be saved.
他说每个人都能够得救。
Even Satan will be saved.
就是连撒旦他也会得救的。
Because God is love.
因为神是爱。
And this couple unfortunately believe in such things.
他这对夫妻很不幸的，他们就相信这个的说法。
When the First Baptist Church discovered this,
那当第一浸信会他们发觉这个事情
，they were discharged.
他们就把他们开除了。
And this couple heard about us in New York.
那这对夫妇听到我也在纽约
，so they came.
所以他就来了
，to have fellowship with us.
那来跟我们有交通
，but they were very honest.
他们 很坦白的。
When they came, they told us what had happened.
他跑来很清楚告诉我们说到底发生了什么事。
And we discovered they are really brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
我们发觉他是那位真的爱主的弟兄姊妹。
But unfortunately, they believe in a heresy.
但是很不幸的，他们相信了这个异端。
So we try to help them.
所以我们用我们的办法来帮助他。
But we could not convince them.
但是我不能说服他们。
So finally, we told them.
那最后我跟他们说了。
Because you are brother and sister.
因为你是我的弟兄姊妹。
You are welcome to the table.
你是欢迎你来跟我们一同到主的桌子跟前。
But you must promise us you will not propagate your strange faith among the brothers and sisters.
但你不能把你那么奇怪的信仰在弟兄姊妹当中 来传播的。你要答应我这个事。
And they agree.
他们同意了。
So they came and fellowship with us for several months.
但是他来跟我们有几个月的时间一起有交通。
After several months,
过了几个月之后
they came to us.
他就来到我面前。
And said, we have solved the problem.
他说这个问题我解决了。
They have cut off their relationship with universalism.
那对那个所谓大同一的那个主义他把他们割断了。
The reason was,
那个原因是什么
？While they were fellowshipping with us,
当他跟我们一起有交通的时候
，they wanted to have full fellowship.
他希望有完全的交通。
That there will be nothing in between.
在我们当中没有任何的间隔。
But that this faith,
但是那个信
and faith,
那个
stood in the way.
就这挡住他们能够交通的路。
So they sought the Lord earnestly.
所以他在主面前真诚地来寻求。
And finally they saw the error.
那到最后他们看见他们所错误在哪里。
So thank God the couple was able to be with us.
那感谢主这对夫妻就能跟我们在一起。
And do you know eventually,
那你知道到最后
that brother became a responsible brother.
这个弟兄成为我们当中一个负责弟兄。
So from these two instances,
从这两个例子上头
you can see what is the way before us.
你知道摆在我们前头的路是什么吗？
We have one faith.
我们有同样的一个信。
If we can continue to fellowship with one another,
如果我们能够保持我们跟弟兄姊妹彼此的交通
without insisting,
不要坚持
but open,
但是要有一个敞开的心。
Eventually, we will all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
到最后，我们能在那正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹
we would like to ask a question.
我们都喜欢问一个问题。
What really is faith?
那到底真正的信到底是什么？
We say faith has two sides.
我们说信有两面。
There is the objective side.
一个是你这个主观方面。
That is all that is told in the Bible of Christ.
那是圣经里头说到基督的各方面。
You remember our Lord Jesus said.
你知道我们主他怎么说呢？
You search the Bible.
你们查考圣经。
You think that there is eternal life in it.
你们以为内中有永生。
But that is the book that testifies of me.
但为我做见证的就是这经。
And also you find after his resurrection.
你知道当我们主复活之后
how he appeared to the two brothers going to Emmaus.
你还记得他向那个以马忤斯的两个门徒显现吗？
And he used the Old Testament to tell these two disciples.
他用旧约的圣经来告诉这两个的门徒
about himself.
来关于论到他的事。
And he did the same thing to the disciples in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的门徒他也做同样的事情。
So whether it is Deuteronomy, the five books of Moses, or the Psalms or the prophets.
不管是从创世纪、诗篇、先知书他都讲了。
They all tell of our Lord Jesus.
其实所有的书都是说到我们的主耶稣。
So objectively speaking,
所以从主观来说
faith is Christ.
信就是基督。
Because the whole book in the Bible tells us of Christ.
因为整本的圣经告诉我们都是有关基督。
It is of him.
都是本于他。
And then subjectively,
然后从客观来说
it is the same thing.
同样的。
Because whatever we have experienced of the truth in the Bible,
当我们来经历圣经里头的话的时候
it is Christ that is our experience.
那基督就成为我们的经历。
So you find the Apostle Paul said,
所以你看到保罗他怎么说
For me to live is Christ.
因为 我活着就是基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
So faith is of Christ.
信就是本于基督。
And the same thing is true with hope.
同样盼望也是一样。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你里面成了荣耀的盼望。
Our real hope is Christ.
我们真正的盼望是基督。
And the same thing is love.
那同样爱也是一样。
Love is not just something other than Christ.
那爱不是说在基督以外的东西。
As we are filled with Christ,
当我们充满了基督
then we are filled with love.
我们就充满了爱。
So the Bible, you find in Romans 11:36.
所以在罗马十一章三十六节
it is a of him.
就是本于他。
Everything is of Christ.
每一个都是属于主的
and through him,
都是依靠他
how do we experience all the truth?
我们怎么能够经历所有的真理呢
it is through the Holy Spirit.
那经过要靠着圣灵
it is through the indwelt Holy Spirit.
这个内住的圣灵
he is the Spirit of Christ.
他是基督的那个灵
and it is all through him that we really get into spiritual experience.
只依靠他我们就有一切属灵的经历
Without his work
没有他的工作
What we believe is in our mind
我们信的不过在我们头脑里头
It is not in our heart
那不在我们心里面
And the same thing is true with for him
同样的都是归给他
Nothing is for ourselves
没有一个是要归给我们的。
It is all for him.
所有都要归给他。
That he may be glorified.
但于这个荣耀要归给他。
Now, when you come to this,
当你来到这个点的时候
you immediately see one thing.
你马上要看到一个事实。
And this is the most important thing in the Bible.
其实在圣经里头最重要的一点。
And that is,What we call the eternal purpose of God.
其实说到神永远的旨意。
If you will turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
你看到以弗所书第一章。
We'll read from verses 9 and 10.
我们来看第九、第十节。
Ephesians 1, 9, 10.
一章九节、十节。
Having made known to us,The mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, for the administration of the fullness of times, to head up or sum up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth.
都是照着他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。要叫所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一
Here we are told that according to the mystery of God's will
这里告诉我们说是照着他旨意的奥秘
Our God is the greatest will
我们的神有一个最大的旨意
And then according to the mystery of his will.
那根据他旨意的奥秘。
Now how does he will things?
那他怎么来做呢?
He wills according to his good pleasure.
他的旨意是叫做他预定的美意。
There is something that gives him good pleasure.
这是能够叫他感觉是美好的美意。
It is something that he desires.
这是他心里头要期盼要渴慕的。
And according to that purpose, he purposed in himself.
那根据他这个心意，他来做了一个旨意。
And that purpose was before the foundation of the world.
这个旨意在创世以前，他已经准备好了。
Before God created anything.
当神还没有创造这个一切的时候。
Before God did anything.
对，在神什么都没有做之前。
He has a will.
他已经有一个旨意。
According to his good pleasure.
是根据他预定的美意。
And this is something he wants to do.
这是他要做的一个事情。
You know, brothers and sisters.
那你知道吗，弟兄姊妹？
When we do things,
当我们做事情，
sometimes we just do it at casual.
我们是随便的做的。
We do not have a will beforehand.
我们实在说起来没有一个定的旨意来做的。
But this is not the way God does.
神做事情从来不是这样。
Before He does anything, He makes a will.
在他什么都没有做以前，他已经定了一个旨意。
And this will is according to his good pleasure.
这个旨意是跟他所心里头他的美意。
Then he uses time to work out his will.
然后在时间里头，他把这个计划实行出来。
And what is that will?
那到底那个旨意是什么呢？
That will is he wants to head up all things in Christ.
他要在基督里同归于一，使万有在基督里同归于一。
God has a son.
神有一位儿子。
His only begotten son.
他独生的儿子。
And he loves his son so much.
他爱他的儿子。
He wants to give everything to his son.
他把一切都要给他的儿子。
He wants everything to express his son.
他要用一切让他儿子能够彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹们，
Who is the center of your life?
在你生活里头，什么是中心呢？
Are you the center of your own life?
在你生活里头，是不是你以自己为中心呢？
You know, sometimes even for salvation, we are the center.
就是我们说到救恩，我们还是把自己放在中心。
Why?
为什么？
Because Christ saves me.
因为基督来救我。
I'm the one who is the center.
我才是那个中心。
And Christ surrounds me.
那基督就绕着我来转。
He must do everything for me.
他都要为了我来做一切的事情。
If sometimes he is a little bit slow,
有的时候他只要慢了一点，
we murmur.
我们就发怨言了。
If he does not do things according to our will,
如果他不是照着我的意思来行的话，
we rebel.
我们就要背叛了。
We are the center.
我们成为那个中心。
Even in salvation,We make ourselves the center.
连在救恩这个事情上，我们还把自己放在中心的位置上。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹们，
we are not the center.
我们从来不是中心。
Because according to God's eternal will,
因为根据神永远的旨意，
His Son Christ is the center.
他的儿子基督才是一切的中心。
God does everything for His Son.
神为了他儿子做了一切的事。
He wants his son to head up all things.
他要万有都归在他儿子里头同归于一。
And all to sum up all things.
他把一切都同一了。
Now what do you mean by head up or sum up?
为什么说他是在一切上头同归于一呢？
I think there is a good illustration in the Bible.
我圣经里头有个很好的例子。
In Romans.
在罗马书。
In Romans chapter 13,
罗马十三章
verses 9 and 10,
第九第十节
For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, Thou shalt not lust. And if there be any other commandments, it is summed up in this word. Namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Love, therefore, is the whole law.
第八节，凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的这完全的律法，像不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷渡、不可贪婪，还有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全的律法。
We find the law had many articles.
我们发觉律法里头有很多的 细则，很多项目。
But whatever the law says,
不管律法说什么，
can be summed up in one law.
所有的律法你能够把它都总结在一句话一个律法里头。
And that is love your neighbor as yourself.
那就是爱人如己。
If you love your neighbor, you will not do any harm to your neighbor.
如果你爱你的邻舍，你就不会做对你邻舍不好的事情。
So that law sum up all the articles of law.
所以这一个的爱人如己就把其他律法每个细条都包括在里头了。
All the other law expresses this law.
所有的律法就是把这一条律法来发表出来。
And the same thing is with Christ.
基督是同样的说明。
He is to sum up all things.
他说万有都在他里头同归于一。
Or head of all things.
还在一切事上居首位。
What does it mean?
那是什么意思？
It means that everything will speak of him.
每一个事情都把他发表出来。
Everything will reveal what he is.
每一个事情都告诉我们说基督到底是哪一位。
For him, through him, and to him.
本于他，借着他，归给他。
Everything, he is the one.
一切的事上他就是哪一个一。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is the eternal purpose of God.
其实是神永远的旨意。
In other words,
换句话说，
this is God's will for you.
其实是神向你所定的旨意。
He wants Christ to be all and in all to you.
希望他要基督是成为一切又在一切之内。
He wants everything in your life to express Christ.
他要在你生活里头每一个细节都把基督发表出来。
This is spiritual growth.
这是属灵的成长。
Let me tell you a story.
我告诉你一个故事吧。
During the Second World War,
在第二次世界大战的时候，
By the grace of God, I escaped from Singapore at the last minute.
我靠着主恩典，在最后一分钟，我离开了新加坡。
And God so arranged that I landed in India.
那主的安排，我就最后我跑到印度去。
We were 10 days in the Indian Ocean.
我们花了十天的功夫在大海上头。
Without any protection.
没有任何的保护。
And the Japanese submarines were working in that area.
那个是日本人的潜艇在这里活动的地方。
But we sailed zigzagging until we arrived at Madras.
然后我们就这样转来转去，最后我们到了印度。
Before the war,
在战争之前，
I was in Singapore and was sick.
我在新加坡，我新加坡我病了。
So one brother took me to Yehol to rest.
那弟兄们带我到Yehol那个地方来休息。
And one day a brother came and gave me a cable.
然后有一天有弟兄来把一个那个哦电报给我。
I look at the cable.
我看到那个电报。
It came from a sister, an English sister, who worked with us in Shanghai.
我就收到是一个姊妹，她在上海跟我们一起有服侍的。
She was at that time in Philippines.
那个时候那个姊妹她在菲律宾。
She gave me a telegram.
她把那个电报拿递给我看。
She said her boat will pass through Singapore on a certain day.
她告诉我说她那个船什么时候要开了。
And she would like to see me.
她要看看我。
So I argued about in myself whether I should go out and see her.
然后我里头就很为难，到底我要不要去见她呢？
But I thought maybe if I do not, I will never see her again.
然后我想，如果这个机会我们不见她的话，恐怕我再也看不到她了。
So I went to Singapore just to see her a few hours.
所以我就跑到新加坡哪里去，花几个小时跟她会个面。
And as we were talking,
我们在聊的时候
she told me she was going to India.
她就告诉我说她要到印度去。
And she would pass through Madras. Pass through Madras.
哦，她要经过 Madras.
Because there were brothers and sisters there.
因为哪里有弟兄姊妹在哪里。
And from there, she would go to the place where she was to go, arrive.
然后她就到她要去的地方。
And you know, she said to me,
她就跟我说
他说 brother,
他说弟兄啊
probably God will lead you to India.
大概神要把你带到印度去了。
I laugh within myself.
我自己就笑起来了。
If you will excuse me to say this,
你原谅我这样说。
I'm a Shanghainese.
我是上海人。
And in Shanghai, we have a proverb.
在上海有这个一个说法。
If you're so unlucky,You land in India.
你很倒霉，你就倒霉到印度。
So I laugh within myself, said I will never go to India.
我自己跟自己说，我不要倒霉到印度去吧。
I'm on my way from Singapore via Burma Road to Interior China.
我情愿我是从那个新加坡到缅甸回到中国去。
So I will never go to India.
我真不情愿到印度去。
She gave me the address anyway.
她不管，她就把地址给我了。
And I didn't throw it away.
然后我没有丢掉它。
So when the captain announced that we could not go to Burma.
那所以当这个船长说你可以在 Burma 那个下来。
We will go to Madras.
我不到 Madras.
I remember I had that address there.
我记得我还口袋里头还有那个地址。
So finally, after 10 days, we arrived in Madras.
那到 Madras, 十天以后我到了 Madras.
But we were not allowed to land.
我们就不可以到岸上去。
The British immigration said, you are not here.
那些英国的移民官员说你不属于这个地方的。
Sail out.
把他们赶走吧。
The captain was an Englishman.
那个船长是英国人。
He said, I'm willing to sail out.
他说我真愿意开走了。
But these over 100 Chinese, I could not be responsible for them.
但这一百个的中国人我不能不管啊。
So we were stranded on the boat for 2 days.
所以我们在船上就关了两天。
Until finally, one among us, he was a civic leader in Kuala Lumpur.
其中有一个在哥伦布是当一个
侨领。
侨领。
So he went down to negotiate for us.
那个侨领就下去跟这个英国人来谈判。
And after 2 days, the next day,
那第二天
when they were talking,
他们在谈的时候
he and the head of the immigration's brother or schoolmates in Cambridge,
哦、他的在剑桥的那个同学就是那个移民局里头做事的那个人。
弟弟。
弟弟。
So the connection was made.
那所以就有关系了。
And we were all allowed to land in India.
所以有这个关系，我们都可以到印度去。
Transit or permanent.
然后是永久的，可以留在哪里？
And I was a permanent resident in India.
然后我是印度的永久居民的。
Because only 11 rubies, you can be a permanent resident.
那是11个 ruby, 你就可以成为永久的居民了。
So I decided to send a cable to that sister.
那我就对那向那个姊妹，我向她发了一个电报。
Say I'm here.
她说我在这里。
I was hoping she would come and see me.
我在盼望她过来看我，接待我的。
After a day, the return cable came back.
然后她回我一个电报。
And it wasn't sent by her.
是她发过来的，不是她发过来的。
It was sent by her hostess.
是她的招待她的人发过来的。
And the hostess was Lady Ogle.
那接待她的就是 Lady Ogle.
I heard of that name.
我听过这个姊妹的名字。
But I've never met her.
我从来没有遇过她。
She married to a British officer.
她是跟一个英国的军官结婚。
Titled.
是有头衔的。
And her parents only had her.
那她的父母只有她一个女儿。
So when all of them died,
所以当他们都离世之后
he inherited all the wealth.
所以他把承受了他们一切的财产。
He lived in Italy.
他住在意大利。
He had a marble palace there.
他有一个用大理石做的王宫。
But he was a Christian.
但他是一个基督徒。
So every year she would go back to England.
所以每年他都从意大利回到英国。
To attend the Catholic convention.
他到英国参加开西的聚会。
One year,
有一年
he went back earlier.
他回去早一点
and he attended the Swanwick convention.
在 Swanwick 有一个的特会，他也去参加了。
That was the convention by Mrs. Penlewis.
那个特会是奔路易斯母在这里主领的一个聚会。
And when she attended that conference,
所以当这个 Lady Ogle 去参加那个特会的时候
she saw a young man.
他看到个年轻人
preaching
在哪里讲道。
Now this lady, she felt there was no meaning in life.
她感觉生命一点意义都没有。
She had all the money.
她太富有了。
But life was meaningless.
但生命对她来说没有意义。
And when she heard that young man preaching on the eternal purpose of God.
他听到这个年轻人所传的信息，就是神永远的旨意。
God opened her eyes.
主开了他的眼睛。
He began to realize that there was purpose in life.
他就明白原来生命是有意义的。
And whole life was changed.
他整个生命就转过来。
And she went to India.
所以他去了印度。
She felt God gave her burden.
那感觉主把一个负担放在他里头。
To go to India,
去印度。
To buy some houses in the best resort place.
在最好度假区里头买一些房子。
With English garden and maids and servants.
在哪里有英国的花园，有仆人，有侍女，在哪里。
And every summer he will receive God's servants.To come and rest.
每年就把神的仆人都接待到哪里去来休息。
And she will serve them.
然后她在哪里服侍他们。
That was her ministry.
其实她在主面前她的服侍。
Now when I went there.
所以当我到那个地方的时候。
You know, I sent a cable to that sister.
我把那个电报发给那个姊妹。
But the return cable.Was by Lady Ogle.
那回我电邮电报的乃是 Lady Ogle.
She said, "My home is yours."
她跟我说，我的家就是你的家。
Come immediately.
马上来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
Think of that.
你想想看。
You are a refugee.
你是个难民。
Nowhere to go.
什么地方都去不了的。
Suddenly, you received such a message.
你突然间收到怎么的一个信息？
Will you not be touched?
你难道不感动吗？
I say I had to go.
然后我说我一定要去。
So I went.
那所以我就去了。
I thought she was a lady.
我想她是一个贵妇。
Her physician was the queen's physician.
Physician.
医生，她的医生呢？
她的医生是王主的医生。
王后的。
王后的医生。
And I used to take third class.
我平常我是坐第三等的。
I said, if she should come to meet me, what would happen?
如果她来看我呢，怎么办呢？
So, I was on third class on the train up to the hill.
我是坐了三等的火车到山上去。
And I changed to first class.From the hill up.
然后上山几段我就从三等换到头等去。
But she didn't come to meet me.
但她没有到车站来接我。
It was that English lady I knew that come to meet me.
她是一个英国的一个贵妇，她在那边等我。
When the car came into a beautiful garden,
当这个车经过一个漂亮的院子的时候，
I saw an elderly lady standing at the door.
我看见一个年老的妇女站在门前。
Short, plainly dressed.
个子矮的，穿得很朴素。
I thought this must be a maid.
我想起大概是侍女吧。
Not knowing that that was Lady Ogle.
我没想到她就是那个 Lady Ogle.
You know what she said?
你看，你知道他怎么说呢？
He said, brother,
他说：“弟兄啊
，I know you are coming.
我知道你来了。
Because every winter I prayed.
每个冬季我祷告的时候
，Whom should I receive in the summer?
在夏天我到底要接待哪一个呢
？And the Lord said.
然后主跟我说
，From Egypt and from China.
有从埃及来的，有从中国来的。
And sure enough, there was a lady from Egypt.
那天有个从这个埃及来的那个一个姊妹
，Her husband died and she came to rest.
那她的丈夫过去了，所以她到哪里去休息
？And there was this lady from China and there was us.
那然后有个姊妹从中国来，还有我。
This sister，
这个姊妹
，Her whole life was transformed.
她整个一生都转变了
，By seeing.The eternal purpose of God.
因为看到神永远的旨意。
How important that is.
这是何等重要的事。
I would like to say a little bit about myself.
我要讲一点我自己个人的经历。
When the Lord called me,
当主呼召我。
And I work with Watchman Nee.
我跟尼托圣弟兄一起服侍。
I was 20 years old.
那时候我二十岁。
I was traveling in China.
我在中国到处跑。
Preaching the gospel.
传福音。
And after people got saved,
当人得救以后
try to gather them together.
我把他们都召聚在一起
and study the Bible together.
跟他们一起查考圣经。
I have been doing that for a number of years.
我就一直做这个事情做了很多年。
Until I felt
有一天我感觉
tired inwardly.
我里头累了。
If you may, you will excuse me to say that.
原谅我这样说。
What we were doing at that time in China.
在中国那时候我们所做的。
Of course, aside from preaching the gospel, saving people got saved.
除了传福音叫人得救。
gather them together, study the Bible together.
叫他们一同聚集，一起的读经。
I jokingly say, there are four things we did.
那实在说，我原来我说有四个事情我要做的。
Number one,
第一个
，get people baptized.
叫他们受浸。
Number two,
第二个
，break the bread.
要他们来掰饼。
Number three,
第三个
，sisters have head covering.
姊妹们都得蒙头。
Number four,
第四个
，get out of denomination.
从众派里头出来。
Quite successful.
很成功。
But after you have done this for a number of years, you get tired.
当你做了多年以后，你就感觉很累了。
I thought serving the Lord, is that serving the Lord?
我问说，难道服侍主就是这样子的吗？
Is that what we share with people?
难道我跟人家分享的就是这一切吗？
I got spiritually tired.
我属灵里头累了。
But God took me to India.
但主把我带到印度去。
And while I was with Lady Ogle,
当我跟 Lady Ogle 在一起的时候，
every morning we were free.
每天早晨我们都很自由。
To do whatever we like to do.
你想做什么都可以。
And I usually would take some books and go to the garden and read.
我就带些书到院子里头，我去读。
And at that time, I was reading Brother T. Austin Sparks' books.
那时候我是读史伯克弟兄的书。
And as I read,
我一直读的时候，
the Lord opened my eyes.
主把我的心打开。
He showed me that it is Christ.
他把基督显在我的里头。
If it is Christ, it is limitless.
如果是基督，那就没有限量的。
And the Lord release me.
主就释放了我。
I told the Lord, now I have something to preach.
然后我跟主说，主啊，现在我有话可以讲了。
And this has sustained me through all these years.
这一直扶持我到今天那么多年的服事。
Christ is limitless.
基督没有限量的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
the center of God's purpose.It's not you or me.
神永远旨意的中心从来不是你跟我。
It is His beloved Son, Christ.
是他最爱的爱子基督。
In Romans chapter 8,
在罗马第八章，
if we will read from verse 28.
你看第二十八节。
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按着他旨意被造的人。
Here you find to those who are called according to purpose.
你看到这里说是按他旨意被造的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we are called according to purpose.
我们被造是按着他的旨意。
And because we are called according to purpose,
因着我们被造是根据他的旨意。
Therefore,
所以，
all things work together for good.
万事都在哪里互相效力。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信我们主之后，
we will pass through all things.
我们经过万事。
Our brother gave us a good testimony this morning.
今天早晨我们的弟兄给我一个很好的见证。
You know, our idea is if we are saved.
然后我们的想法说，如果我们是得救了，
then our life will beVery smooth.
我们的生活就变成一帆风顺。
We will be sitting in the sedan chair and be carried up to heaven.
我们就坐在花轿被抬到天堂去了。
In the world, we suffer much.
在世界，我们受了很多的苦。
Now we are in the church.
现在我们在教会里头了。
So everything will be rosy.
所以好像玫瑰园一样的漂亮，在哪里
？But to our surprise.
但叫我们惊讶的。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我们信主之后。
And we are in fellowship in the church.
我们在教会里头更有交通。
We find there are many difficulties.
我们发觉都是蛮的难处。
We are being stepped upon.
我们都是吃得很厉害。
Push around.
推来推去。
We have all kinds of troubles.
我们都带充满了各样的困难问题。
You begin to wonder, is that the church?
你就稀奇说，难道在教会里头是这样子的吗？
If it's a church, it should be smooth and good and rosy.
如果是在教会里头，应该是很美好、很舒服、很好的环境。
Why should there be such difficulty?
为什么里头充满了困难呢
？Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，All things work together，
万事互相效力。
To those who love the Lord，
叫爱神的人。
If you love the Lord，
如果你是爱神
，You will discover，
你就能发觉
，That God has arranged your life，
神在这里安排你的生命。
Whatever happened to you。
不管你遇到什么事情
，It is God's love. He is trying to mold and fashion you.
那是神在这里要磨作你。
He is to deliver you from yourselves and to fill you with Christ.
他要把你从自己里头救出来，让基督能充满你。
To an unbeliever,
you
cannot say.That all things work together for good.
对那些不信的人，你不能跟他说万事互相效力。
But to the child of God,
但对神的儿女们
，the Bible tells us all things work together for good.
这里说万事互相效力，叫我们得益处。
Now what is good?
什么叫益处呢
？Good is Christ.
益处是基督。
If it's ourselves, it is no good.
我们自己一点好都没有。
You remember how Paul discovered that?
你知道保罗他怎么发现的
？In me, that is in my flesh, there is no good.
在我肉体之中一无良善。
Who can deliver me from this life of death?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体
？Thank God through Jesus Christ.
感谢主，靠着耶稣基督，我都脱离了。
It is not I.But Christ.
不是我，乃是基督。
So you find that in our life, everything that happens to us.
所以你知道，在我们生命里头，一切发生的事情
is under God's guidance.
都在神的管理的底下。
He is to get rid of you and fill you with Christ.
他把你自己除掉，让基督充满了你。
This is God's purpose for you.
这是神向你所定的旨意。
So he said, because whom he has foreknown, he has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
二十九节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。
Whom he has predestinated.These also he has called. Whom he has called, these also he has justified. But whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
The eternal purpose of God concerning you.
神永远的旨意是跟你有关的。
Is that you may be transformed into the image of God's Son.
叫你能够磨成神儿子的模样。
What is more important than this?
还有什么比这个更重要吗？
That we may be conformed to the image of Christ.
我们能够磨成基督的模样。
It is no longer I, but Christ.
那不再是我，乃是基督。
We are summed up in Christ.
我们在基督里头同归于一。
Everything in our lives represents Christ.
所有在我们生命里头的事情都来预表基督。
It is Christ who expresses himself in and through us.
基督的自己在我们里头将发表出来。
This is God's purpose for us, each one of us.
这是神向着我们每一个人所定的旨意。
And so far as the church is concerned,
那照做从教会这个角度来看
Now what is the church?
那教会是什么？
If you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12
你看哥林多前书十二章十二节
For even as the body is one and has many members but all the members of the body being many are one body so also is the Christ
十二节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
When you read this verse,
当你读到这节经文
，probably you will think that there is something wrong here.
你发觉这好像有点错了。
Because he said,
因为他说
，as the body is one, as many members, but all the members of the body be many.Or one body.
他说身子是一个，有很多肢体，肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。
Now what is that?
那说明什么？
Surely you will say, so also is the church.
你一定说教会也是这样。
Because this is what the church is like.
其实就是教会的说明啊。
But strangely, he says, so also is the Christ.
那真奇妙地说，那基督也是这样。
It is the Christ.
就是那个基督，那基督。
In other words, everything is Christ.
意思说是所有都是基督。
The problem with the church today is,
今天教会的难处是什么？
Aside from Christ, there are too many other persons.
除了基督以外，太多人了。
Once.In the early 60s,
在六十年代的时候
，20th century,
二十世纪的时候
，we have a conference called Gabbana Conference.
有一个的特会叫 Gabbana Conference.
Brother T. Austin Sparks,
我们史伯克弟兄
，and Frumke, Brother Frumke, and myself.
还有 Frumke 弟兄，还有我三个人。
And we were the speakers.
我们三位都是讲员。
And one day I was trying to explain this verse.
有一次我就要来解说节节的圣经。
And I say to the audience.
我就对那些弟兄姊妹们说。
I have to ask Mr. Sparks excuse.
我要得到史伯克弟兄的体谅。
Because I knew him.
我认识他。
He was so spiritual.
他太属灵了。
That he was against formulas.
他对一切的方程式他都反对。
Because if it is formula, it is mechanical.
所以一有谈到方程式，那就变成机械化了。
But that day I said, I'm going to use a formula.
我说我现在要用一个计算尺。
Try to illustrate what is the church.
我要来说明教会是什么。
I said if in the whole world there are only three Christians.
我说假如这世界剩下三个基督徒。
And they are the best.
他们是最好的。
Now who do you think they will be?
你选哪三个呢？
I would think it will be Paul, Peter, and John.
那我就选彼得、约翰跟保罗。
Now, what is the church?
那教会是什么？
The church is Paul, Peter, and John.
那教会就是保罗、彼得、约翰加起来。
Of course, everybody knows this is not the church.
那你们都知道，这不是教会。
So I said, the church is the Christ in Paul, plus the Christ in John.Plus the Christ in Peter, equal the church.
然后我说那个方程式就是说基督加上保罗，基督加上彼得，基督加上约翰等于教会。
基督在保罗里、哦、
基督在保罗里，基督在彼得里，基督在约翰里，那等于是教会。
And I see nodding.
然后我看着那些弟兄会众点头。
Now that's the problem.
那是问题。
Because even though there is Christ in Peter,
我说就是基督在彼得里，在彼得 Peter.
But Peter is still there.
但彼得还在里头啊。
Now, if Peter is still there,
如果彼得还在里头，
you know who Peter was.
你知道彼得是怎么一个人？
He was outspoken.
他是一个多话的人。
He wanted to be the leader.
他要做头。
You have problem.
你有问题的。
So what is the church?
那教会是什么呢？
I said, the church is Christ in Peter minus Peter.
我说基督在彼得里头除去彼得。
Plus Christ in Paul minus Paul.
加上基督在保罗里头除去保罗。
Plus Christ in John minus John.
加上基督在约翰里头除去约翰。
Equal the church.
等于教会。
Do you agree with that?
那你同意吗？
That is what the church is.
教会就是这个。
The church is the Christ.
教会是那基督。
If all of us,
如果每一个人，
we really yield ourselves to Christ,
我们都降服在基督面前，
and let Christ live in all of us.
让基督从每个人身上能够彰显出来。
Then we will find there is the true expression of the church.
那我们就看见就是教会真实的发表。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
the eternal purpose of God concerning us and the church is glorious.
神永远的旨意谈到我们跟教会都是那样的荣耀的。
But there is the need of the cross.In our lives.
那在我们生活里头就需要十字架的工作。
If we do not accept the cross,
如果我们不接受十字架，
we will never be able to be conformed to the image of Christ.
我们就不可能磨成神儿子的形象。
And if the church does not know the cross,
如果教会不懂十字架，
The church will never be established.
教会根本建立不起来。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
it is of him,
就是本于他，借着他，
and to him,
有归给他，
are all things.
万有都是这样。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
就是神永远的旨意。
So, I hope.That we may remember this.
我希望你们都记得这个。
And in our personal life, our lives together.
不管你个人生活，你跟人在一起的生活。
This is the explanation.
这个是说明，是解说。
Why is it that God allows us to go through many things?
为什么神让我们有那么多的经历？
Shall we pray?
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee.
亲爱的主，我们满心感谢你。
Because Thou hast such wonderful eternal purpose concerning us.
因为你向着我们所定永远的旨意是何等的奇妙。
It is Thy will that we should be conformed to Thy image.
只是你定的旨意要我们磨成你的形象。
It is Thy will that Thy church.Will be the expression of Christ.
这是你的旨意，要教会能够彰显基督。
Oh, dear Lord, do pray that Thou will encourage us.
主啊，我们真求你这个旨意能够激励我们。
That we may cooperate with Thee.
我们能够跟你一起合作。
And allow thee to work out thy full salvation.
但愿你这个救恩能够完全能够彰显出来。
And may glory be unto thee.
好叫你得到该得的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.